Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shouted Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast, with a new episode released every single day. I'm Paul Stevenson, thanks as always for hitting play. Now today is January 27th, and on this day in 1980, at the Gaumont Theatre in Southampton, England, AC/DC played their last show with Bon Scott. Sadly, the amazing lead singer would die just weeks after this, after a night of excessive drinking. Speaking of shows, on this day in 1979, Keith Morris, Greg Ginn, Chuck Dukowski and Brian Migdahl play live together for the first time under the name of Black Flag. The show was in Redondo Beach, California. And in 1985, Bruce Springsteen wrapped up the first leg of his Born in the USA tour with a show in Syracuse, New York. On this day in 1971, David Bowie arrived in the US for the first time. It wasn't to play any live shows, but to do a series of interviews. He creates a stir by showing up to many of them wearing a dress. And going back to 1956, a 21-year-old Elvis Presley releases the song Heartbreak Hotel. It would become his first number one single in America. But for today's main show, we are remembering an American folk singer who died on this day in 2014. Yes, passing away 9 years ago today was Pete Seeger, aged 94 years old. Pete was a Stern activist and a leading singer of protest music. He was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame way back in 1972, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1996, was presented the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1993, and won at least four further Grammys from what I can see. Now I'm going to play you a short clip from an interview I did with the legendary American Pie singer Don McLean, who is a friend and big fan of Pete Seeger, as Don explains.
I'd gone to college. I did that basically for my father. I remember when I got my degree, the only thing my father wanted was for me to go to college, and he died when I was 15. Mm-hmm. And after I got the degree, I just remember I was in my black outfit, you know, and I had the plaque in my hand. I looked up at the sky. I said, well, Dad, I did it for you. And then after that, I went up and sang with Pete Seeger, who was a big communist and who I adored. And Pete Seeger was probably one of my favorite people that I ever knew. And now I had disagreements with him, and I did not like his anti-Americanism or his communism. And there's a lot of parts of that that you're seeing now with this invasion and everything. I don't know what side of that he would be on, but he'd be very careful because he'd have everybody against him if he wasn't against Putin right now. But he was a folklorist. His father was a folklorist. His father was Charles Seeger, and he was one of these eminent Harvard guys, you know, with his nose up and a beard and always, you know, with writing things down. He was like Professor Higgins, you know, and brilliant. And Seeger was from that whole genre. There were intellectuals. There were folk-based. They loved the folk ways of America. So he knew a lot of things. And he told me once, he was sitting around. I was lucky enough to know him for about 7 years. It was late at night. He had a cabin, and I was at the cabin, and he was having a little wine. He never drank. He was very stoic. He was almost, you know, like a Puritan of some sort. But he would get a little, he was the sweetest drunk in the world if he got high. You know, he was a lovely person. And he says, you know, Don, he said, your mother comes from Abruzzi and your father comes from the Isle of Iona. He said, do you know all the great Scottish poets come from Iona? And do you know all the most beautiful Italian melodies come from Abruzzi? And, you know, because I have this gift, I know what beautiful melodies are. I just know them. And I know what I it's endless, this creative well of, and then I am a, you know, I love poetry and I know how to use language. So I thought you'd like that story.
That's Don McLean talking about Pete Seeger, who died on this day in 2014. And you can hear more of Don's stories in my full-length interview with him on episode 56 of Vintage Rock Pod. But that's it for today's episode. I will, of course, be back tomorrow with more On This Day rock goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.